Welcome to the Midlife Purpose Podcast, where we talk about all things midlife and menopause. This is a place where you can come and break societal norms, raise the taboo on menopause, and redefine the narrative of midlife. Providing empowerment here, you become the healthiest, wealthiest, highest version of yourself. I teach you how to take back your me. I'm your host, Ginger Monzo. Welcome back to the Midlife Purpose Podcast. Today's another special me podcast guest. I'm so excited about today's podcast guest. I absolutely love bringing guests on that add value to you, our listeners. This woman is a beautiful, award-winning speaker, a leading trauma and relationship coach for women. She's the founder of Rock Your Relationship Movement. And inspired by her own thriving 22-year relationship with her husband, she's been helping thousands of women transform themselves from frustrated to fulfilled by creating a deeper, loving, conscious connection for a greater life of satisfaction and happiness. She's helped her clients to unravel the layers of complex trauma and dysfunctional patterns that have interfered with their ability to enjoy a ease and harmony in their relationships with themselves and others. And she's helped them to stay connected, whole, and happy. Welcome to the show, Robin Smith.
Thank you, Ginger. Thanks so much for having me. I'm
so excited to have you here. So, Robin, tell me a little bit about your story in this.
Where to begin? So I'll share a little bit about my early trauma and why I think I ended up here. And just briefly, because people think of trauma as like, you know, rape or sexual abuse, physical abuse usually. But for me, it was simply that, I think when I was about under 6 months old, my parents left on a trip. And so I got weaned and then left for 2 weeks with the grandparents. And so that's how early trauma starts. Like, what is an infant to think about, you know, where is mommy? Where's her body? Where's the nurturing I'm used to? It's gone. And then also when I was 1.5, my mother was in the hospital for knee surgery. And in those days, she was there for 11 days for knee surgery. Now they go microscopic, right? I couldn't visit her. So another breaking connection. And then my parents got divorced when I was 3 years old. So then again, there's all this upset in the family. So I ended up being really insecure, sucking my thumb until I was 8, feeling a lot of sadness for what contributed to how I was showing up in relationships. And when I met my husband, we got along. So fast forward, you know, 33 years or whatever. Okay, my husband, we got along really well. But we did argue more than I wanted to. We had some power struggles. Mm-hmm. And so I sought help because I was a yoga teacher and I was a successful yoga teacher. And I felt like, gosh, I should be able to like communicate. I should keep my calm and not be so reactive. And I would get really angry. And one time I pushed him and I was like, damn, that shouldn't be happening, you know?
Right.
So I got help and I learned a lot of skills, communication skills foremost, but also I learned to, you know, other relationship dynamic skills that were keeping us, you know, in these power struggles. And as we did work, I did my work, he did a little too, and things just got better and better. So that's where I realized, you know what, I'm done teaching yoga. I want to help people on a deeper level. So I became a relationship coach. And then I went on to study about developmental complex trauma, which is that kind of early trauma that I had, where it's not just a one-time event, but like a chronic stuff that's happening or early stuff. Anyway, so I think it's
so important in today's world to get those traumas out, address them. You know, me being a woman, you know, my early childhood trauma, one of the worst ones, I had sustained it from me finding my mom's body lifeless. And oh it, it has, That's yeah. And what's really crazy with that is I had no idea that was a huge block in my weight loss for me. And once released, I've lost 70 pounds. And if we can just release these childhood traumas, I mean, it's just, you don't even really know that this is what's affecting you and blocking you. So if we can address those, and I really, really want to stress to women out there, get help, get healing. You know, this is something that lots of times we don't recognize and it just comes up, you know, and in my program recently that I've had, which is a weight loss program, I've had women in there that had no idea that they even had those blocks there. So get some help, get some healing, get with a trauma coach. And I promise you, you're going to live a whole bit better life.
Yes, exactly. And it's not, you know, like you're talking about weight loss, I'm talking about relationships. It can affect all parts of your life.
It is.
Make money, sustain a career, you know, how you hold down a job, and as well as your relationships and yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, trauma plays a big part in everything that we do and in any relationship, whatever it may be, whether it's food, whether it's a relationship with a spouse. So it's like you said, all the way around. So Robin, tell me, what is possible? Okay. What is possible when you have good communication in your relationship, and why is it so important?
Yeah. Well, I think most people, you know, I serve a lot of women, and that communication tends to be one of the top of mind problems. People get frustrated. They're not getting heard. They're not getting understood. So it is so important to feel closer. Like if you want to feel closer, if you want to feel heard and understood, you need to know how to communicate so that you can be. Because so many of our bad communication habits actually push people away and
yes,
misunderstanding. So what's possible is that you can really feel like somebody gets you because you're communicating in a way that they can both hear you and understand you. You feel, like I said, closer, more connected, like you're on the same team, like I do now with my husband. We're not in these power struggles anymore. And then you get to feel like more ease, like you're not spinning your wheels going, this is so frustrating. That's not what I said. So you spend your precious life energy on other fun things besides like arguments and misunderstanding.
Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of the tug of war, right?
So these are some of the key reasons communication, you know, is so important. Not
that's good. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, it could really be a tug of war, that's for sure. The back and the forth, and it's just not healthy at all. It's truly not healthy. So what gets in the way of healthy communication?
Well, there's a lot, but I'm gonna, I'll share some of the, well, okay, let's see what you're asking. Just clarify. What gets in the way, and we've already touched on this, is early trauma, right?
Yeah.
Can just be this root cause of like, so say for my example, I shared, you know, stuff that happens to a lot of kids, but that was in the '60s, right? So, so people didn't know that you shouldn't leave your kid for 2 weeks when they're under a year old. People didn't know that you should. Anyway. But what happens from that, an innocent mistake you could say, or even something that's normal in that time, it still creates a trauma. So the parent doesn't have to have malintent to have bad, like you know, what happened to you? It's just this event that, you know, nobody would have ever wanted for you, but it was so horrible. So what happens is a child, especially under 5, turns that into, I did something wrong. It must be about me.
Yeah.
And that creates this spiral of negative beliefs and negative identity. I'm not good enough. Nobody loves me. I'm not lovable. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not smart enough. all this self-worth stuff can come from even something like what happened to me. My mother went on a vacation. She was away in the hospital. My parents got divorced. Had nothing to do with me, but mm-hmm. the child makes it about me. And so all these insecurities then turn into show up in how you end up communicating.
If yes.
you're really insecure, you're going to be like, well, why are you always leaving me? And why didn't you text me? And you're going to have all this stuff around blame and, you know, feeling abandoned, feeling rejected.
Right.
I know I did. And a lot of that isn't actually happening, but it's the lenses that you're looking through when you've had this kind of trauma. Other things can be like if your parents weren't responsible, they weren't liable, you're going to have trust issues. Your mother, your parents were falling down drunk, arguing, hitting each other, whatever, you're going to have a lot of issues around how people treat you and whether people are safe and trustworthy. And so even if they are, you still might end up projecting that they're not and like treating them as if they're going to hurt you. And so again, that's going to show up in how you communicate. So those are a couple of examples. I hope that makes sense about how this, it can really be rooted early, early on in our life. And show up in one relationship after another. So when we find ourselves like, oh my gosh, this is happening again with that person and with that person, why do I keep attracting these people? Mm-hmm. Well, it's because, as you were saying, we didn't work through the early traumatic stuff. And then
exactly.
we keep pulling out these patterns, finding somebody to play the other role. You know, here I am again, you know, feeling...
Like you said, it's just a spiraling thing. It just spirals down. Yeah. So... Yeah. What are the three key communication tips that you can share with us today?
Yeah. So I'm going to share some really basic ones because without these, any mm-hmm. other skills I give you are going to be like, they're just going to miss. So I like to give the basic tools here and then I'll tell you about something you can do with, you know, to get further skills.
Awesome. But
basics would be eye contact. So mm-hmm. right now, you know, on Zoom, it's like cameras up here. You're, you know, it's kind of hard to do the good eye contact on Zoom, mm-hmm. but in person, it's so important because what else is yeah. going to happen? You know, someone's like, I'm listening, you know, they're not totally yeah. getting their whole attention. They're walking out the door. They're, you know, they're driving the car, they're making the food. So eye contact says to me, I'm with you. I'm listening. I'm paying attention. And when, at least for me, because I had some early trauma about that. When I don't get that, I just feel like, well, you're not really here, so I'm not going to tell you anything important. So if you want to share something important in your communication, ask for eye contact, ask for full attention. If you're just saying, hey, what time are you going to be home? You know, you don't have to like sit down and have a serious conversation. But if you're, if you need to have, to really be heard and understood, if you want to ask for eye contact. So that's one. You want to make eye contact because you want the other person to feel like
right.
them. So basic and so important and often undervalued. Mm-hmm. And I also will say that I noticed that some people, I've worked with clients who cannot look at me and it's really hard for them. And so you're not alone if that's you, if you find you have to dart your eyes around because there can be early trauma that affects your ability to feel, to be able to be present. And don't give yourself a hard time if that's you.
Right.
And as you work through stuff, you can, it can get easier and more comfortable mm-hmm. make solid eye.
And that's, I like the way you said that because there are sometimes traumas, like we said, you don't even recognize, but when you start to work through them, you like, oh, wow, this is a communication blocker for me. Things start to come up, start to come out. So it's crazy what things can be blockers, you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So really,
so
that was the first one, eye contact.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the second one is sort of similar. Consent is an easy way to say it. And consent would be getting someone's permission mm-hmm. for the communication. So if it's about communication, it would be like, hey, I want to have this important conversation. When can we do that? When are you available? Because if you try to have a conversation with somebody who really is, you know, I know I've talked to clients who like, I'm just walking in the door and she's like hounding me with this, like, we have to talk. And I'm like, I'm exhausted or I just had a hard day or like all this, I'm dealing with a million other catastrophes right now. So I can't, you know, So when you get consent, you're asking, when are you available, not only physically with your body, like you can give me that full attention and eye contact, but emotionally, like you're not over there really angry at somebody else and then I'm going to talk to you. That's not a good time. Or or mentally, you don't have a million things you're already focused on. So you want to ask for that kind of consent for attention, presence, time. When can we do this? Tonight, tomorrow, make the time. So then you're going to, again, set the stage for the best possible communication and using whatever other skills you have. But if you don't have that piece in place, you know, it's a lot harder to have that.
Right.
That's number two. And then number three is reflective listening. And that's a skill. So you could put this in the skill category after we've got the foundational pieces that I mentioned. And this is something that a lot of people don't think of in communication because you think of the words that are coming out of your mouth. But I'm here to say the way you listen is just as important. So reflective listening might be like, well, part of what you're doing, you're nod. Like that is really important to help people know I'm with you, I'm following you. Mm-hmm. And then there's also just like repeating back what you heard. Okay, so what you're saying is this, this, and this. And then they can say, actually, that's not what I meant. Maybe that's what you heard, but let me correct you. You know, so that just helps when you do a little reflective listening. People, again, feel like, okay, you're getting me, you're following me. I know we're on the same page instead of having a huge misunderstanding because someone wasn't listening at all or just, you know, didn't follow. So that's a simple thing that you can do as a listener to help you feel like you're getting heard, or you can ask for that too. As a speaker, you can say, hey, can you just let me know what you heard? Because I don't have to make sure you're following. So
those are all so good. Wow. Well, I know that you have a complimentary communication training coming up. And how can we find out more about this, Robin?
Yes. Well, I think you have a link for it so people can look up. But what it's called is the Rock Your Relationship Communication Training.
And it
is
what a name.
I love that. And because we're going to rock your communication. We're going to rock your relationship. Give you.
I love it.
And it's just for women. And it's 4 days of solid communication skills for just about an hour a day. So based on the stuff I just gave you today, we're going to build on that. And every day you're going to get some more skills. I even give one or two skills a day. Uh-huh. And it's very interactive. So every day I give you a little assignment. And I ask you to do it and come back and then report how it went or ask a question. And then I'll respond to the questions. And then we try something else. And you go try it out, whether you're at work or at home, and come back. So you're actually learning in real time in the training about an hour a day. So it's life changing. Amazingly enough, in just a handful of hours, you can really get some powerful skills that will transform your relationship.
So, and tell us the name again. Rock Your Communication.
Rock Your Relationship.
Rock Your Relationship. Wow. I love it. So got a lot of energy in that. Well, yeah. I'm definitely going to pop on there and watch it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, this has been such a high level conversation with you. And it's just so important that we learn these amazing communication skills. It's what life is really all about. We have to communicate with one another. And before we wrap up, Robin, do you have any final words for us?
Well, be gentle with yourself, because learning new skills, you're going to forget. Yes. And then you're going to go, oh, darn it, I did that thing again. But, you know, like a puppy. Keep coming back, learn it again, practice it again. We've got hopefully a lot of years to get it right. So that's the main takeaway when you're learning something new. Just be patient and gentle with yourself in the process.
That's great insight. Thank you so very much for sharing this with us. And we will attach the link below for your complimentary training. And I truly look forward to popping on with you next time, ladies. So until then, bye for now.